With SRN News, I'm Jason Weicker. House Committee on Oversight and Government Reform expanding its major investigation into the massive fraud and money laundering in Minnesota's social services program. That under the watch of Governor Tim Walz. Panel Chairman, Kentucky GOP Congressman James Comer says, quote, whistleblowers made it clear taxpayers were defrauded in Minnesota. President Trump announcing plans to build a new fleet of U.S. battleships.
Joined by the Secretaries of Defense, State, and Navy, the President said the two new battleships will be known as the Golden Fleet.
These are the best in the world. They'll be the fastest, the biggest, and by far 100 times more powerful than any battleship ever built.
He said production of the two ships will begin immediately and that the new cutting-edge vessels will help maintain American military supremacy and revive the shipbuilding industry. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Australian police say a man accused of killing 15 people at the beach had conducted firearms training with his father.
The documents made public following Naveed Akram's video court appearance make clear the two men recorded footage justifying the meticulously planned attack. Officers had wounded Akram at the scene of the December 14 shootings and killed his father, Sajid Akram. The Akrams had begun their attack by throwing four improvised explosive devices towards a crowd celebrating an annual Jewish event at Bondi Beach, but the devices failed to explode, the documents say. Police describe the devices as three aluminum pipe bombs and a tennis ball bomb containing an explosive gunpowder and steel ball bearings.
That is correspondent Charles De La Desmond reporting. Brown University placing its campus police chief on leave. It's reviewing security policies following the recent deadly shooting there. This is SRN News. A disturbing debate these days in England's House of Lords.
The peers are considering the assisted suicide bill that the House of Commons approved over the summer. In the debate, Lord Falconer asserted that pregnant women should be allowed to take their own lives, thereby killing the unborn baby too. It's not clear whether such an amendment to the legislation will pass the House of Lords, but if it does, it would make Britain's assisted suicide law one of the most radical anywhere on earth. Michael Harrington reporting.
One of New York City Mayor-elect Zohran Mamdani's appointees resigned over social media posts she made that featured anti-Semitic tropes. Catherine Almonte DaCosta, who was tapped to join the incoming administration, expressing deep regret for the post, which date back to 2011 and 2012. Anti-Defamation League first publicized the tweets that include some really tough phrases. This is SRN News. Kansas City Chiefs are leaving Missouri.
The four-time Super Bowl champions are going across the state line to Kansas City, Kansas, starting in 2031. A brand-new dome stadium will be located about 23 miles west of the Chiefs' current home at Arrowhead Stadium and comes after Kansas state lawmakers presented a funding package that beat out Missouri's $1.5 billion in incentives. Clark Hunt, the owner of the team and son of the founder, Lamar Hunt, confirmed the move.
Pittsburgh Steelers wide receiver DK Metcalf may be in a little trouble. He's been suspended for a couple of games without pay by the NFL for, quote, conduct detrimental to the league. That for initiating a physical confrontation with a fan during Sunday's game in Detroit. The NFL says Metcalf's actions violate the league policy that specifies players may not enter the stands or otherwise confront fans anytime on game day. More details, srnnews.com.